Before each Taisho Sesshin, we chant Dogen Zenji's Hotsugamon. But this chant is not one that we need to really save back for Sesshin alone, because it's too precious to be put aside the rest of the year. I know that there are some of you here who, realizing its deep value, are reading the Hotsugamon daily. The Hotsugamon, arousing the mind of enlightenment. Each line of his chant speaks of life. It speaks of your true life. If you can really hear, absorb even one line of the Hotsugamon, really understand, receive, accept it at the root, then you've made the entire chant, everything in it, your own. Look at the very first words, I vow. It is said that if your beginning aim is incorrect, all the myriad practices will be in vain. If your aim is incorrect, whatever practice you do will be of no use. So the mind with which you set out to practice Zen is all important. I vow. Your practice comes to life in your vow. So please ask yourself, what is it that I vow? What do I pray for? You're a baby, then a young adult so soon. Day by day, year by year, your life marches on. I doubt that any of you have ever wished for your life to pass swiftly, but how swiftly this life does pass. There is no halt, no stopping the flow of moments, days, years. Before you know it, you're 20 years old, 30 years old, 40. Hey, can it be 50 already? 60, 70, there's no slowing it down. In older days, it was rare to live to be 70 years old, and in some countries this is still true. It's said that Japan has the longest life expectancy in the world now. But mere numbers of days and years do not tell us much, do they? The question is, what do you do with these fleeting days? What do you seek? What is it that you truly desire? What is your prayer? Your vow in life. You must look into yourself to answer this question. What are you living for, working toward? You may honestly answer and say that you have wanted so many things up until now. If your vow, your aim, is not correct, all you do will be in vain. What do I live for? What have I done with my life? Confronted with these questions, you may experience some sense of regret if your starting aim is not correct. But look at it this way. If your aim is correct, each endeavor is the real endeavor. Each endeavor is sincere, true. Truth is brought to life in your vow. How wonderful. Each and everything is and has always been nothing but the genuine. Good, good. There will be no regret. But don't take it upon yourself to verify your own state of mind. If you're carrying your own small self forward, it will be only your own idea that your each endeavor is the genuine, that your practice is the true practice. If I were to ask you, is everything you experience truly the genuine? Is everything you experience the true self? Could you answer yes with total joy and conviction? Is everything good? Indeed, everything is good. All is well. It's right before your eyes. The evidence is always right here. Everything depends upon your vow, your sincere commitment to follow Dharma. When you arouse the thought of enlightenment, the determination to attain enlightenment, everything you do becomes a manifestation of enlightenment. Each one step, each step, this one step. Everything depends upon your vow. I vow. How alive, how vital is your aim, the aim with which you vow to live your life. If you're living your life with the vow to attain enlightenment, all is lively. How different is this from a style of living which is based on worries and fault-finding and indecisiveness? Your vow is clear. Your purpose is clear. Life is vital. Alive with your vow to attain enlightenment. This life, energized by your vow, carries itself forth, one with all being. One, together with all beings, naturally, certainly. Together with all beings. Of course, this naturally flows from your vow. Your promise is not a stingy one. There's no such thing as enlightenment for one's personal benefit. As long as you're considering first and foremost your own personal well-being, how small, how lonely, how weak and ineffectual. But now that you've made the commitment to attain enlightenment, which necessarily includes all being, your foundation is no longer that small, weak, self-centered one. You no longer grasp this I, me, mine as your reason for being. Of course, together with all beings, one with all being. Here in these words we find the conclusion of your journey. The conclusion of your journey is right up front. One with all being. I vow, one with all being. Without the I, there is no all beings. Without all beings, no I. There is no division, no separation, no duality in truth. No me here and the rest of the world over there. So you can see how these first few words of the Hotsugammon, these few wonderful words, are just right on, sitting right in the big belly of life, telling it like it is. Listen. I vow, one with all beings. You vow to awaken to the reality that all being is one, the true self, the genuine Buddha nature, life. And the Hotsugammon continues, in this life on throughout countless lives. In this life, this moment, this step, now, now, this step, this. Like this, on through countless lives. This life is now, now, this one step, now. Up to now, you may have looked at this life as one big whole thing that ends when you die. But life is now, now, now. Life is eternal, imperishable. Eternal everything, from this life on, through countless lives. Even though you may have trouble believing the fact that that life is imperishable, this is reality. You've no need to be troubled by the thought of eternal life, because this eternal life is precious, joyful. You can't help but be grateful for it. When you realize that you are perfect virtue, complete merit, that this is your reality, you will know joy, you will know gratitude. Those who have practiced before us and attained supreme enlightenment have all proclaimed the same thing. All existence is perfect virtue, complete merit. Some of the non-Japanese people here are not understanding a word of this Japanese. I hope that you will not be frustrated by sitting through the Japanese, even though I know it's difficult. You will have a translation into English later. Truly, everything is just fine from the start. Together with all being, sentient and not, together with the trees, the grasses, the great earth, I attain the Buddha way. All being is Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. How many human beings spend their entire lives without ever being able to hear these words? All beings are Buddha. You are Buddha nature. Very, very, very few people are able to hear this teaching. You may ask, though, is it enough just to hear the words, to hear the sound of the words mechanically in your ear? It's not enough. It's not enough if you hear it with the attitude, what's he talking about? Isn't he saying the same old thing over again? If so, the teaching falls flat on you. You aren't listening. It's said that it's like casting pearls before swine. You can't say, I have heard. But when you do hear the words, you will be moved. It will shake your foundation when you're able to hear Dharma. I vow, together with all beings, in this life, on, throughout countless lives, to hear the true Dharma. I vow to hear the Dharma definitely. I will hear Dharma. And what is true Dharma? You, yourself, are the true self, perfect life. You, as you are already the master of all life. That's true Dharma. Nothing, no one is left out. All of life All life is perfect virtue. It's also called original Buddha nature. There is just this. All being is just Buddha nature. Truth is all-pervading. Can you hear this? Can you hear this teaching? All being is Buddha nature. Please hear and receive it with your whole being. If so, you may say, I have heard true Dharma. You know that you're the master of the ring now. You know that you're inside this ring with all being. And from here, the game begins. The real practice can now begin. I vow with all being to hear the true Dharma, and upon hearing it, no doubt will arise, nor will I lack in faith. May you never lack in faith. May you never take Dharma lightly. Many people hear the Dharma teaching over and over and still take it lightly. May this not be the case with you. It depends on your vow. Please, be reborn, come to life. All the Buddhas and ancient teachers gave their lives to this practice. They were able to break through, to see into truth, to experience life, and then to polish and polish the character, polish their awareness, the awareness. And these words flow from the tears of all the Buddhas and the ancient teachers. All beings are Buddha. All beings are endowed with Buddha virtue. All beings are Buddha wisdom. Yes, this is my vow. I am determined to see into original Buddha nature. It's my one sole determination to know myself. Have you committed yourself to this path? Can you say, my belief is strong, thorough, and it will grow stronger still? Upon meeting with true Dharma, I will renounce worldly views and embrace, accept Buddha Dharma. Worldly views. This is the notion that the ego self exists and is the master. Me. The one who is weak and just doesn't have it together. Me. The center of the world. Me. The one who wants to show off that I am something. Me. We're always comparing ourselves to others and coming up long or short, good or bad, gaining or losing. Worldly views. That is the world where troubles arise, where problems are not solved. Worldly views. The small self-serving views and ideas that you have held up until now. The ego self sits right smack in the middle, feeling most unsettled. But, you know, that's not the way it is at all. This me that you cling to so tenaciously simply does not exist. There is no such beast. I, me, mine. You are simply playing a role on a stage in a drama. So make up your mind to this. Make up your mind so that you can say, I will not be fooled by the ego idea any longer. I will not look off from reality any longer. I will embrace and accept Buddha Dharma. And ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. Ultimately, without fail, ultimately, the vow to attain enlightenment together with all being is fulfilled. May all beings attain salvation. Isn't this your vow? May all beings awaken to the reality of their inherent nature, of their inherent perfection. This is your vow, and your vow is ultimately realized. The great earth and all living beings together attain the Buddha way. Truth, pure truth. Truth is not touched by discriminating consciousness. Truth is absolute, beyond conditions. Original self, perfect virtue. That which you long to meet is right here. Here and now. You can verify it for yourself. Sitting here just as you are, you're demonstrating truth. True self is forever and always evident. There is nothing outside truth, no other. Truth is continually, continually revealed. It's almost time for lunch now. When you take a bite, who is tasting it? No one can taste it for you. And so, I vow. Life's aim is clear. Please practice in noble urgency and with burning energy. What do I practice? Being in accord with truth. I will, without fail, awaken to original self. Up until now, you have sought many small self-serving things, and you've looked away from truth. You've indulged in the muddle of questions that arise in your brain, and you've been lazy, hesitant. You've looked off through lack of belief. These habits have long been with you, and they will very likely show their faces again and again. That's all right. That is all right. Simply, do not indulge in them, and do not be disturbed by whatever arises. You can let go. You can just continue this practice. You can just simply manifest original mind. Single-mindedly and kindly, this one breath, this one breath. There is only original mind. In your practice, you are embracing and accepting true Dharma. Certainly, ultimately, the great earth and all living beings together attain that the way. You will be able to say for yourself, Buddha is no lie. The Buddha told no lies. So please, see for yourself. I want you to come to life in profound rebirth. What else could there be for you to desire? What else could you vow to do? Original Buddha nature. Let go of any aim which is looking off from truth. I will not continue to be misled and confused by the false notion of ego self. I simply refuse to be taken in by it. I refuse to be a party to it. Buddha exists now. here. Ultimately, all is Buddha. All the great Buddhas and all the great Bodhisattvas who have realized original self and who have polished their awareness are right here. And we, in our practice, can walk together with them. We polish awareness, polishing and polishing, refining and refining. The way is supreme. I vow to become it. So each one of you is here this week to practice with the true aim. Your vow is one with all being. Your vow is to attain enlightenment. Please do the practice you are given. Each step is one with truth, with life. Just be loyal to this one breath, this one breath, this one step. One step. With each breath, truth is realized. Truth is practiced. Good. Good. Together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.